This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Protests by the Occupy movement against the mishandling of global finance rumbled on in various parts of the world over the weekend. Spain is one country that has seen mass demonstrations over the last 2 weeks, but in Madrid, a group of activists are continuing their protest in an unusual way. They're renovating a hotel, Guy Hedgeco reports.
Spain's Indignados protesters gather in central Madrid as part of the global movement that saw similar demonstrations in cities around the world on October 15th. The Indignados started protesting against Spain's political and economic system in May. They camped out in squares around the country and organised neighbourhood assemblies in an effort, they said, to bring democracy closer to the people. They claim to be the inspiration behind similar movements in other countries, such as Occupy Wall Street in the United States. I'm standing on the edge of Puerta del Sol, where protesters came together on October 15th. This busy square in central Madrid is seen as the epicentre of the social unrest Spain has seen over the last few months, and also the base of the Indignados movement. But right now, it's relatively calm by Madrid standards. If, however, I walk up a side street, I come to the Hotel Madrid, where many Indignados protesters are channeling their outrage by converting this abandoned old building into a refuge.
We are trying to free spaces with a social aim.
Irene is one of a group of volunteers who have been occupying this five-storey hotel since October 15th, with a view to turning it into a building offering social services. The details are yet to be finalised, but Irene says this is part of a broader initiative to compensate for social facilities not provided by the state in crisis-ridden Spain.
There's a socio-political situation where our rights are somehow took away more than before, but it's not only about that. There was also a problem because people before was not going to the streets, not demonstrating at all. And what we are trying to do here is a social change, to change the whole society. It's what it's all about.
There's a steady flow of people going into the hotel and coming out of it. Some carry tools or building materials. There are also plenty of passers-by standing outside and staring at the flurry of activity. The hotel's activists discourage the media from going inside, and most volunteers, such as Irene, won't give their full names. However, Mauricio Sediel, who has been helping clean and renovate the building, takes me on a tour of two floors of the hotel, on the condition that my recording equipment is well hidden. After a week of work, the hotel is clean and inhabitable. Only gaping holes in the ceiling made by thieves who stole some copper piping give away the fact that it was a rubble-filled mess only days ago. Bedrooms and bathrooms are ready to use, and even a small cafeteria has been set up in the lobby. Most of those involved in the hotel's transformation seem to be under the age of 40, like most of the Indignados protesters who gathered on October 15th. Dreadlocks, earrings and tattoos are a common sight among those working in the hotel. But outside, the 72-year-old Eufemiano de Céspedes Manzano, who has been bringing food and supplies to the activists since they occupied the building, is elegantly dressed, with a trilby perched on his head. He also wears a large badge on his jacket that says social justice, something which he says is more absent than ever in today's Spain.
Yo creo que ahora mismo está la cosa peor que nunca.
Right now, things are worse than they have been since 1956. But now we have a situation where the politicians are stealing everything, he said. I've got grandchildren, I've got a daughter who's unemployed. We're going to leave those that come after us a country that has been destroyed.
Un país destrozado.
With Europe's highest jobless rate at 21% and youth unemployment at 45%, many would agree with Eufemiano. The socialist government has been implementing a severe austerity program over the last year as it struggles to prevent Spain from suffering a Greek-style collapse. The Indignados believe both the political left and right have failed to handle the economic crisis adequately. Eufemiano is a musician and despite his despair at the state of the country, the Indignados movement has inspired him to write protest songs. And this old hotel in downtown Madrid has given him and others hope that Spain's future is brighter than its recent past. Guy Hedgeco, Deutsche Welle Radio, Madrid.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.